buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Good evening, listener. Welcome to The Farfield on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is your Monday night show for ambient and experimental music, and I'm your host, John McCrae. We're starting things off with music by Patricia Wolf. This is The Secret Lives of Birds, and it was first on Bandcamp's Best Ambient Music of July 2024. Another great collection of tunes and albums out in July. Lots of great stuff. And speaking of which, we have all kinds of stuff for you tonight. Lots of new music and a few old favorites as well. So without further ado, here's Patricia Wolf, The Secret Lives of Birds, and we'll catch you after this one on CFRC 101.9.
alles kwijt tot het niets. Beter hoor je het niet. Sterker zeg je het wel. Beter zeg je het niet. Zegt wat je wilt.
You zegged what you wilt by Meets Esteem featuring Oceanic from the album Cargo. That's CR:GO. Meets Esteem from the Netherlands, singing in Dutch. Always love it when artists sing in their native tongue. Fantastic stuff. And before that, we heard the track The Secret Lives of Birds by Patricia Wolf right here on The Far Field. Coming up next, I have new music for you guys out of Vancouver. This is from the artist Hot Spring. They just released the album Apodelia. This is on Mood Hut Records. This is Hot Spring's second release on Mood Hut. And if you want to know more about this album, you can go and read the review by Jason Cabanis on Inverted Audio. That's inverted-audio.com. They do electronic music reporting. Recommend checking them out. Good stuff. That's how I came across this album. So we're going to be hearing the track Don't Hum Without Me off that one. And after that, we have music by Johan Johansson right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. music by Johan Johansson, originally composed for the 2010 documentary Miners' Hymns, about miners in the north of England. That particular recording we just heard was a recent re-recording by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Dalia Staszewska. Dalia is doing a series right now of some of her favorite contemporary classical pieces that she's re-recording and releasing in format with a podcast to accompany each one of those. So take a look at that and check out the podcast if you're interested in hearing more about Dalia's selections and the recordings themselves. Before that track, we heard Don't Hum Without Me by Hot Spring from his recent release, Apodelia. And up next for you guys, we have music by The Hardy Tree. And The Hardy Tree is the name of the artist or the moniker for Francis Castle, who runs the music label The Clay Pipe out of the UK. And Francis also does a lot of the art from what I can tell. She does a lot of the graphic design for releases on The Clay Pipe. And so there's some really great stuff, really fascinating, and always great to hear multidisciplinary artists doing things as well. So we're going to be hearing music from the Hardy Trees album, Common Grounds. We're going to be hearing the track A Garden Square in the Snow right here on CFRC 101.9. Thank you. Even the Moon is Leaving by Luke Elliott. That was from his recent release, Every Somewhere. Luke is based in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. And before that, we heard the track A Garden Square in the Snow by The Hardy Tree right here on CFRC 101.9. You can, of course, also check us out at CFRC.ca, where you can stream, you can listen live online, you can support us, you can find merch, and you can also find archives, back catalog of your favorite shows. You can go and you can download it and put it on your MP3 player and listen to that while you run. Maybe you put it on your iPod Shuffle, whatever you want to do. It's available for you. And I hope you're enjoying a nice, cooler Monday. I certainly am. Lows in the low to mid-teens this week. I'm so excited to be biking to work. I mean, I've already been biking to work, but when it's cooler like that, it's just a lot nicer in the morning time when you get to go into work and there's no shower in your office, which is the case for me. So very excited for that and excited for the weather this week, but still sunny. So lots to look forward to this week. And it's August. Happy August, everyone. Peak produce season. If you haven't been to the farmer's market yet, oh my goodness, highly encourage you go to the Memorial Center Sundays. Go early, because stuff does sell out, but it's all there. You know, you got your tomatoes, eggplants, carrots, all kinds of beets, you know, all kinds of great stuff. Very exciting time, very exciting season for food and cooking. Very good. Well, let's get back on to some music now. Coming up next, we have the album Radio Yukawara. And I talked about this a few weeks back when the single was out for this, the pre-release singles were out. And now the album's been released. It just came out on July 26th. And this is music by Passepartout Duo and Inoyama Land. And great stuff. It's on the Tonal Union record label. They're one of those labels which, in my mind, they can do no wrong. They're the label that releases the work by Akuzmi. They've been doing other great stuff lately. And this is just no exception. Fantastic ambient music. We're going to be hearing the track King in a Nutshell. And then after that, an old favorite of mine by Devante Hines featuring Third Coast Percussion. So stick around. We'll catch you after this one.
In a world where kindness meets great prices, there's YGK Thrift, your destination for secondhand treasures. But did you know that every purchase at YGK Thrift helps support Almost Home, a local nonprofit providing temporary housing for families with children receiving hospital care?
Buy something at YGK Thrift. You're not just finding items at green pieces. You're also providing comfort and support to families in their time of need. Every dollar you spend goes directly towards creating a warm and welcoming home for this bereaved family.
So next time you're searching for that perfect vintage find, choose YGK Thrift. Together, we can make a lasting impact on the lives of these brave children and their families. Shop with purpose at YGK Thrift and help us support Almost Home.
YGK Thrift, making a difference one purchase at a time.
Hi, my name's Daniel Wolf. If you're like me, you sometimes find Mondays to be a bit of a drag. Why don't you try out some really neat music? I have a show on CFRC 101.9 FM titled Dark Glasses. It's an eclectic mix of everything from jazz to folk to indie to musicals. You'll hear everything from Sonny Rollins and Dizzy Gillespie all the way to Gordon Lightfoot and Red Moon Road. So tune in Mondays at 2:30 to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome back, listener. Before the break, we heard the track For All Its Fury, Part 3, Coil. That's composed by Devontae Hines, who is a very multi-talented musician, known for his hip-hop work under the name Blood Orange. More recently, he's been doing music for film, music for groups like this. And of course, the particular track we heard was performed by Third Coast Percussion, a great percussion group that does all kinds of modern classical things like this. That is from the album Fields from 2019. That's a bit of an all-time favorite of mine, so great to throw that into the mix once in a while. I was talking not too long ago about how oftentimes for this show, I'm finding a lot of new music, which is great, but I'm trying to make a little bit more of an effort to revisit some old favorites and not get too lost in just constantly consuming new, which is good too, but there's got to be balance. You got to have a balance. And before that, we heard the track King in a Nutshell by Passepartout Duo and Inoyamaland. Now we got a reissue for you guys. Speaking of some old favorites, as it were, we have a 10th anniversary reissue of the album Ishi by M. Geddes Gengras. We're hearing the track Ishi, and after that we have music out of Belgium with Spook with the track Hindsight. And again, you're listening to The Far Field here on CFRC 101.9. That was Dream 4 by Bartosz Krasinski from the album Dreams and Whispers, and that's a recent release on the Balmat record label. And they also did a Nuin's record, and they do a lot of cool stuff, and they're another one of those labels that has a distinct clear album art style for every album, and it has this kind of like doodle. It's not maybe not quite a doodle, but it's kind of this very minimalist style with some nice, maybe probably Helvetica type setting on there, which is great. I like the style. I would get a tote of this record label's album art if they made such things. And before that, we heard the track Hindsight by Spook from their album The Brood. And before that, we heard Ishii by M. Geddes Gengras from the 10th anniversary release of Ishii. Well, I got two more tracks for you for the end of the night, and that's going to be it for me for tonight. It's great hanging out with you guys. Again, you can always follow me on the Instagram at John F. McCray. Best place to find me for the time being. And, you know, catch you next week, here every week for the Far Fields. Finishing off with two classics here, some digs from back in the day. First off, we have the track Mizu no Haka no Himitsu. And this is from a compilation called Somewhere Between Mutant Pop, Electronic Minimalism, and Shadow Sounds of Japan, 1980 to 88, by various artists. In particular, this one's by Mammy. And then we're going to finish things off with music by Daniel Figgis with the track The Please Front from Skipper. That's the name of the album. It's been great. We'll catch you next week on the Far Fields here. And again, you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Here's Mammy.
September, KPP Concerts presents a stacked lineup of shows at the Broom Factory featuring everything from big-name acts to local gems. On September 12th, check out punk legends DOA with opening sets by The Meringues and Owl Farm. On September 13th, Kingston's own Oak Ridge Avenue hits the stage with Ottawa Rockers, The New Hires. On September 14th, pop-punk and emo cover band Strike Tyson will play alongside local acts Sonic Souvenir and Squid Pistol. September 15th, folk singer Katie Tupper will play a matinee with Kingston's own Luella opening the show. On September 16th, punk heavyweight